focusing on soil health. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We want to keep that plant healthy. We want to keep our soil healthy because that's the biggest asset that we have.
Madison County's Brad Cochran has been planting his soybeans this spring directly into his cover crop on different varieties of grasses that he planted last fall. And this is something he's been doing for about 20 years now on his land, and he's definitely seeing an increase in the organic matter of his soil, and even better, he's seeing increased yields.
The cover crop helps our weed control. We don't have to use as much chemicals because it's just a natural shade for the cover crop to lay down, and then your actual cash crop will come up in that, and you don't have as much evaporation, and it keeps your soils cooler, and cooler soils and less light, you don't have any weeds to come up in the middles.
Adam Daugherty is a district conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Coffee County, and after studying the soil for more than 20 years himself, he too knows the benefits of cover crops and how they are benefiting our farmers who plant crops like soybeans and corn.
Here in Coffee County especially, we've seen tremendous results doing this. Not only are we doing a much better job controlling erosion, increasing the infiltration rate of the soil, being able to combat some of these noxious herbicide-resistant weeds. But we're also seeing increase in yields. We're seeing when we're having a lot more drought tolerance. It all works together.
We want to keep a cover on our ground so that when we need it, we can less soil erosion, and you know, we just got to take care of our asset, our soil, so that's our biggest asset.
And our farmers are always looking to protect their environment, and lots of information available on soil health and specifically the advantages of cover crops at your local NRCS office. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.